Srila Prabhupada and great acharyas say that Sri Krishna is the only worshipable and supreme personality of Godhead. But when we tell people that Sri Krishna is the only God we need to worship, in reply people say that you are fundamentalist, even if we give proofs from Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, they may do. Not everyone will do so. If everyone replied like that, then we wouldn't be discussing like this. If Srila Prabhupada had, and his followers had been rejected by everyone, then there wouldn't be a Hare Krishna movement all over the world. So some people are hearing it, and we don't expect everyone to accept it. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatiti siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid magveti tatvataha. Hardly anyone's interested in the truth, Krishna says. And of those who have understood the truth to some level, to accept Krishna fully and understand him, that's even more rare. So preaching, as Srila Prabhupada said, is a thankless task, but still we have to do it. People can criticize, they will criticize, but we have to keep on preaching, that's all. We say from Bhagavad Gita, people give so many excuses. What can we do? Namang dushkrishno, namang dushkritino murha prapadyante naradamaha maya pahrita jnana asurang bhavamashritaha. The persons who do not surrender to Krishna, and there are many of them, they're in various categories, they're all called dushkriti. It's because they have a sinful background, sinful mentality. They may be classified as simply foolish, blind to their real self-interest. The lowest among mankind, people who are just totally materialistic, no interest in anything beyond working hard to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Apparently very learned, there may be even great scholars in Sanskrit, but their knowledge is covered by illusion. And persons who are just absolutely inimical to Krishna or the prospect of serving him. So we can expect that there will be such people. Therefore, a very good way of the Srila Prabhupada emphasized, we distribute his books, somehow or other get the books out, and those books will find their way to people who want to read them. I have this experience myself. I first read one of Srila Prabhupada's books. At the time, I was ready to read it. The person who had bought the book wasn't interested. So I'm just one of many, many examples. So distribute the books, do Harinam Sankirtan, that will purify people's consciousness so that they become more prepared to accept Krishna's message. And it will awaken a curiosity in people as to that message. And go on speaking. If people don't accept, well, as Srila Prabhupada said, we can call out to the wilderness, the people may object, people may not be interested. But we have to go on preaching, that's all. Don't be discouraged if people don't agree. We can also try and become more expert preachers, that's all. For instance, someone says fundamentalist, what do you mean by fundamentalist? And then if people actually know what it means, it's usually just used as a pejorative term. It means, well, in common usage, it's used to say someone who simply believes in the scriptures in a literal way without any interpretation. And then if people actually know without any personal interpretation, they actually believe in what's in the scriptures. And so if people actually know that and come back to you with that, if they actually know what a fundamentalist means, then you can say, okay, well, what's wrong with that? And then you take it from there. Good luck in preaching. Right? Good luck means be sincere and Krishna will help you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.